Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock. I'm Gary Lee, and it's your Friday Coaches Show, and we're going south of the border, folks. We're heading down to Mountain Home. We're going to talk with our old-time friend, Coach Steve Airey, head coach of the Mountain Home Bombers. How we doing, Coach?
Doing good. How's everything that way?
Well, you know, it's okay. You know, I mean, the weather's much better. It's kind of soggy. But, you know, here we go. And tell you what, your Bombers off to a 3-0 start. That's got to feel pretty good in Mountain Home, doesn't it?
It does feel good. We worked hard. Yeah, starting to get some fruit.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, got some, you know, of course, even the state, you know, they're kind of recognizing your efforts. And that's a good thing.
We've been working for years around here, and you know, preseason polls come out in the summertime. We was picked dead last again.
Yeah,
you know, and we always finish in the middle, but they continue to not show us any love.
Yeah,
and pick us dead last again, and as we got through the summer and get to the furthest part of the season, they're starting to respect us a little bit. So I'm glad for that.
Well, you know, there's no, I mean, that's, to me, that's just all the reason more to be fired up about Bomber football. You know, it's because a lot of, and you've been there, you've had teams where the hype is so big, and you know, you're like, guys, don't let this crap go to your head. And it's easier, you know, when you can just kind of wave those flames a little bit and say, look, you're not being respected. The only way you're going to get respect is go out here and kick their butt.
Yeah, you're right. It does. It puts a little attitude and a little chip on our shoulder, and I like that too. That's definitely the positive side of it.
Well, now this week, of course, I think this is part of your district. Is that how it works in Arkansas? You've got like six or seven district teams that you play.
So right now, this is what we would call conference play for us.
Okay.
And it all has playoff implications to it, though. So, of these games, we got to finish in the top half of the conference to get a bid to the playoffs.
Well,
we
got
to finish.
Yeah. So, who do you got? Who is it you're playing tonight?
We're going to play Fort Smith Southside,
and
they dropped down from Class 7. They was a 7-4 team and got beaten the semis last year by the state champs,
mm-hmm.
Fayetteville. And anyway, it's going to be a force. I feel like they lost 18 seniors, and they're not quite as good as they was, but they're still a good football team. But, hey, they're 3-0, we're 3-0, and we're going to get it on tonight. So it's going to be a good time.
Well, what is it that what is it that you really like about this year's team that may be a little bit different than the last couple of years?
We got a little more speed. And the ability to have an explosive play from the line of scrimmage, we've had a deficiency in speed around here. So we got a little bit of speed going right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, if you have it, you're not having to chase it, you know. We got some of these guys playing on both sides of the ball, and we were able to run with people this year, and that changes a lot. And that and our seniors are awesome. They've worked hard, and they've bought in, they're drinking the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
They're physical, they play hard, bring a lot of good stuff to the table.
Well, and it kind of helps too. I mean, your staff has been a little, I mean, it, you know, you've kind of, a lot of the same guys are there that's coaching these young men up.
Yeah. You know, in my first 3 years here, we went Acklin, Mallett, Acklin on offense. So there was 3 years in a row there we had different offensive coordinators. Now that we've had Darren back-to-back years, it's been good. It's been good just having some stability on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
We brought 9 guys back on defense. We felt like we was going to be all right on defense, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you've been pretty stingy defensively too. I mean, I know that's got to make you happy.
Yeah, we've given up a few big plays, but other than that, we play – most of the time, we're playing pretty good defense. We're physical. We're stopping the run. And you know, last week we had a big, big play. We had a kid get hurt and go down, and they found our number 2.
Mm-hmm.
He fixed. And then we fumbled the ball on the 3-yard line, give up a 3-yard drive. you know. So that stuff leads to points, but doesn't reflect how good you played the rest of the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, those things can be corrected too, right? I mean, that's things that can be corrected.
Yeah. Yeah. We still haven't played a good game yet. You know, the offense is averaging 41 points a game, and they're doing great. They still hadn't been what we thought they would be, and defense is giving up about 20 a night, and they're not what we think they're going to be either. So we're looking to put a good one together against Fort Smith, and we're going to need a good one, to be honest with you, to get by that one.
So, I mean, have you had three quarters of good football, or is it you getting two quarters? Or, you know, have you been able to string two quarters together?
You know, I don't know. Maybe we are, but at the end of the night, you're saying, boy, we just didn't play that great. And we're still winning. Coach made a comment one time to me, says, man, that's just fool's gold what you're living on right now. You know, we got to get the kids right. And that's what we got to do.
Right on. Well, Coach, everybody, Steve Airey, head coach of the Mountain Home Bombers, good luck. And it's always a pleasure to visit with you, and we'll do it again here real soon.
Yes, sir. Good luck to you, Gary. You guys having a nice year as well.
Well, 3-1 right now, and that was kind of fun. It's a lot more fun when you win than you lose.
yeah, it is. Coach Ackland and I keep up with you pretty good down here.
Right on. All right, thanks, Coach. We'll visit with you again soon.
Thank you.